B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Ross.
Yeah, man.
What's up, man? So you're looking for a girl named Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay, so talk to us.
I met this girl when I was working at a farm one night, and we hit it off really well. I mean, she came back to my place, we hooked up and all, and we had a good time.
Okay. It seems you're calling us because you haven't had a good time since.
No, I haven't heard from her at all. That's why I figured you guys could help me out.
Okay, so define a good time. Like, you met her, you said you met her at a bar.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and
I was in the band playing at the bar. It was a gig.
Get out of here.
Okay, so you're playing at the bar.
Wait, what do you play?
I'm a drummer.
Nice. Oh,
okay. Do you think that perhaps she thinks that you just used her, like, for some groupie sex?
I don't think so, but I guess because I didn't treat her like a groupie girl or nothing like that. She didn't seem like one either to me. Maybe because she thinks I'm in a band, girls throw themselves at me all the time, which happens, by the way, most of whom I wouldn't piss on their hair if they were on fire.
Okay.
So ugly girls throw themselves at you. But that's, I could see why she would probably think that, you know, the night she met you and then you guys immediately have sex that night, she's probably like, yo, the son of a bitch used me. But you have been calling her, she's not responding, so maybe.
That's right.
You know, maybe it's,
Maybe it's because I'm not that good looking. I don't know.
Wait.
Confidence just jumping up.
Right. If you had to pick a celebrity lookalike.
Jack Black with a less fortunate life.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This is starting off great.
Keep it real. All right. So hang on, Kung Fu Panda. We shall try and connect you.
Man, you guys are killing me.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on, Ross. We're going to call her next time.
Hello.
Hi, is this Melissa?
Yeah, this is she.
Okay, perfect. So, Melissa, my name is Ramiro, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Wait. Who the f*** is calling me?
Okay, so, sorry for calling you so early in the morning. So, no, we're calling you, just let me explain. We got your phone number. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, but it's because we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to call you.
Wait, hold on, what?
Let me just explain. So a gentleman that you know, a guy that you know, gave us your number to call you to basically ask you out on a date. He feels like you guys have a connection. So basically, we're asking you out on a date. I'm going to tell you his name. We want to see if you would like to go on a date with him. And if you say yes, we'll pay for whatever date you choose to do. So, like, literally, you name the place, the day, the time you're free. We'll reserve the restaurant. You can eat and drink for free.
Yeah, I don't know, guy. Like, the list of dudes I know is kind of short.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'll tell you his name. His name is his name is Ross.
Oh, f*** that little germer by mother f***. Oh my God!
The what?
Okay, let's just say he's not on the list.
So is it because, like, you think that he just used you for, like, a one night groupie sex one night stand thing, or
no?
Okay, so it's not that. That's good. So he also thinks that perhaps you don't find him to be the most attractive man out there.
I mean, yeah, he's not the greatest looking guy, but. That's not why.
Those are the only two options he had. So what did he do?
I mean, okay, well, and my friends were always trying to tell me to date out of my comfort zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get back to this place, and we start hooking up, and then next thing you know, while we're having sex, I start to hear him hum. And then he starts to whack my boobs like they're drums.
Wait, hold on. He was humming and playing your boobs like a drum?
Yeah.
I wish I had a video of that.
What song was he humming, do you know?
I mean,
let's find out.
Actually, you know what? Hang on to that thought, because Ross is on the phone right now, and maybe he can explain.
What?
Ross.
Oh, God.
So do you remember humming and while having sex with Melissa, humming and playing her boobs like the drums?
That sounds like something I might do, but I have no idea what song I was humming.
You don't know what song you were
humming? No. Just comes to you, man. You're a musician. You feel the inspiration for songs anytime, anywhere.
While you're having sex, you start playing her boobs like drums.
Dude, that's not even the weirdest place I've had this inspiration thing happen.
So matter of fact.
So have you done it more than once, having sex with different people?
Oh, yeah.
And what was the reaction?
But like sometimes, better than this. The weird time it happened, though, was at my uncle's funeral because I was drumming on the casket.
Oh,
it was kind of hard to play.
Oh, my God, dude. This is a straight-up mood killer.
He's a musician.
It's weird enough when you're having sex with someone for the first time, but when this ass starts playing a Phil Collins solo on my tits. But not
I don't realize
right?
when I mean, do it. Yeah. It's like I'm doing it on purpose.
It's like involuntary.
It's a compliment because that means I'm really into
anyway?
It.
That means he's so into the sex that he starts playing music on your boobs.
This is some backward shit, yo.
Wow. Let's forget the second date, guys.
Wow, that was quick.
Wait.
That
I mean,
was quick.
Wow.
Backward
You know, well, that was the weirdest thing that happened to me, so I guess say, I'm out too.
Listen to him. Just tell her to fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck off. See ya.
Yeah, that's so great. I have ex-boyfriends that call my grandparents thanking them for my good
deeds,
okay?
He's gone.
You know, like...
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.